Hello, and oh god! I was not expecting that.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of Best of Five.
You gotta give me some sort of warning there. Yeah, no, don't go away. No! God, stop!
My face, it's ugly.
God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Best of Five. For those of you that are listening to this, I changed my camera settings, so anytime I'm not leaning forward, I disappear into the shadows, and it's fun. Somebody says, Sleazy Ness says I look like Zordon. Wow, Zordon got a big downgrade, huh? Anyway, welcome to Best of Five. What?
I do kind of look like a teen with attitude. Mastodon!
Is it weird that I've only ever seen Power Rangers in Portuguese and never English? So I have no idea what the English names for anything are.
You gotta watch like the first three episodes of season one, just to get the feel for it. There's people who are well into the show that will be able to tell you which episodes are good, which seasons are good. I am not that guy. Like, I watched the first two seasons because, you know, when did that start?
I don't know. I do know that it went from being a Japanese production, and then they started producing it specifically for the U.S. at some point.
Because
I know.
Because money is so... It started in 93, so I was 9 when it came on for the first time. So I watched, like, one or two seasons, and then... And then I got a little too old for that. Charizard pointing out Kimberly. I mean, that's a complete thought right there.
She's the pink.
She was the Pink Ranger. I was more of a Yellow Ranger fan myself, but you know that's neither here nor there. We are a fighting game show.
Let's talk about fighting games. Is it weird that anytime I genuinely laugh and tilt my head back, it looks kind of weird?
I might pee my pants at some point this episode.
So, I'm having fun with this. Anyway, so tonight on the show, it's going to be a little bit of a lighter show. Obviously, we're missing the third member of the team. I myself am not doing so great. And Steve is the single force behind this show that's actually doing something today. So we're going to have a shortened show, so apologies, that one's on me. As contrary to what Steve's saying, if you enjoyed the show, we're Best of Five. If you didn't enjoy the show, we're Ultra Chen. I'm kidding. We're not Ultra Chen. anyway, I think let's just get down to business, shall we, Steve? I see here on the recap that there's like a billion different things that happened. So do you want to kick us off with one of them good old-fashioned recaps?
I think we can do that because it was a packed weekend. You know, you've got Pro Tours, or at least the online equivalent of Pro Tours, in full swing now for most of the major fighting games. Starting out with Street Fighter, because we had another week of action in the Pro Leagues. On the U.S. side of things, Dynamite picked up a 3-1 win over UIU. And Alpha 3 got their first win of the season, 3-1 winners over Psycho Shinobi. All In, still the team out front at 2-0, the only undefeated team left. They are going to face off against Psycho Shinobi this coming week. UYU still looking for their first win of the season.
Is anyone else super surprised that UYU, the team UYU, is still... doesn't have a win?
It's only been two games, and you know there aren't any easy outs because their first win or their first set was against Nasser, if I remember correctly, which is, you know, Big Bird, Angry Bird, and then Samurai, the master of this format. And then you've got a team with a former Capcom Cup champion in Mena. Smug's playing well. Ganger B's playing well. There's not really an easy out. So, someone's got to start 0-2. It's going to be, it might as well be them.
Yeah. No, I just mean, I don't think I was expecting it to be Team UIU to be on the bottom. But again, everybody's so good, so anything can happen, right?
Yeah. And it's still, everyone's only played 2 games. So we've got a long, long season ahead of us.
Yep.
Still.
You're right.
We have reached the halfway point of the Japanese Street Fighter League, though. And it was a showdown at the top of the standings between Flame and Aurora. Honors even there, 2-2 split there. Aurora keeps their spot, keeps their spot atop the standings at the halfway point of the Japanese League. Nemo Squad on 15 points ahead of Tokido's Flame and Daigo's Gold on 12. Team Scarlet. Finally, actually, it was Splash who got their first win of the season. 3-1 winners over Scarlet, so they move out of the cellar. Second half of action starting this week.
Man, that's another. This is another like weird thing to see when you see a team with Momochi, Fujimura, Haitani, and Johnny in second to last, and then Mago, Moke, Mizuha, and MOV in dead last. Fuck, dude.
Yeah. But again, it's like... Yeah.
I mean, it's the competition.
Yeah, look at all those squads. One of them's got to be last place.
Yeah. I feel like if we did this like 80 times, it would always be someone different. And I say that in the sense that the competition is so fierce and everybody's so similarly... top level. You guys know what I'm trying to say, right? Like, everybody's so good and everybody's so competitive that I feel like things would never stay the same if we were to run this a couple times.
And you could legitimately argue that, you know, almost every single team has at least one player who was at least in the conversation for best player on the planet at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, you've got Gachikun champion Tokido, Daigo, Fudo, Momochi, Mago. It's anybody. That's anybody's game. You know, if they get hot, they can go on a run. Yep. If they're not at 100%, it's tough to take down someone like Daigo or Machiba when you are not at your best. So
word.
That is your arm. Speaking of, we saw a lot of these players in the Street Fighter League, but we also saw them in on the Capcom Pro Tour this weekend. The Asia East Number 2 tournament. This was the second of the tournaments that includes Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. So one of the most anticipated, one of the most anticipated tournaments of the season. Over 400 entrants. But it is the former Capcom Cup champion Gachikun taking it over the former Capcom Cup champion Momochi to claim one of the last spots in Capcom Cup. You see Tokido, ITK, name maybe not as familiar as some of the ones around him, but good weekend of play from him.
Yep. Now, so I got to see some of this over the weekend, and it kind of reminded me why I hate the way my arm looks in this light. It kind of reminded me why I enjoy watching tournaments, just because everybody was so on top of their game. Each individual set was so entertaining, and it was so close. Some were not, but everything was so surprising. And again, like, we look at that top eight, and it's like, wow. That could have gone like a billion different ways were at any other like hour of the day. So, man, good shit to CPT Asia, man. That was super fun to watch. I had a good time. And the two stream setup that they had, one with James Chen and oh my god, who was it was James Vicious? Chen and who was
Ringe.
Ringe, thank you. Ringe, one was with James Chen and Ringe, and then Vicious and St. Cola were commentating the other one. So both of the streams, super entertaining. So shout-outs to them for holding it down. Yeah. And shout-outs to CPT Asia. That was super fun.
And I wish I had...
It made me remember why I enjoyed watching tournaments. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead, Steve.
And I wish I had Twitch clip on hand, but there was one point where they got kicked out of the spectator lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to... So they couldn't stream it, but James was able to have it on his monitor, so he basically turned his webcam around to the monitor.
Yep.
He always comes in MVP in these situations.
Yep. James Chen is a man from 2020, so he's got 2020 solutions. I could have, you know what, in James Chen's honor, I could have said he had 2020 vision, so he has 2020. Whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
Do you remember way back when Street Fighter Volt was a thing?
Street Fighter what?
Volt, the mobile version of Street Fighter 4.
Oh, I vaguely.
Okay, there was a tournament that had a decent prize pool, and they've got Ultra Chen to come out there to commentate. And at one point, the sound, like, they lost sound from the phones. So James Chen actually did all the shoryukens and all the sound effects. It was great. I'll see if I can find the clip later on, but it was awesome.
Word.
But
what's next on the recap?
Well, let's take a look at who's on the list.
Are we done?
Oh, no.
Is it over?
We're not done.
No, I mean, like, is everybody qualified? I guess I should just pull up the graphic and stop asking questions.
Yeah. Almost. We've got four spots left. Two are from regions that didn't have representation in Capcom Cup last year, being China and Australia. And then you've got North America West 2. So that we've got a weekend off from Capcom Cup action, but then the next three weekends are the final three qualifying tournaments. And then you've got that fan vote.
Do we have any info on that?
We don't know how the fan vote is going to operate, but we do have almost everyone that is going to be in it, if you take a look at that next screen. Because we only have one tournament left where players who qualified from last year can still get in. And that's that second NA West. So, excuse me, it's possible for... You look at those three names in yellow, 801 Strider, JP, and Punk. We know at least two of them will be on this final list of players who did not qualify. Possibly all three, depending on who wins.
Yeah.
But you look at who else is on here. Bonchan, Luffy, Mago, Fujimura, who's basically been Mr. Street Fighter V. Problem X, Momochi, Nemo. So many great
Tokido's
players.
Tokido's in there, too. So is Sako, Knuckledoo, yeah. Oil King.
Fudo.
Fudo.
And Big Bird. Big Bird.
He won Evo, right? Or he was second, rather.
Big Bird and Angry Bird. Those two players have been... I'm not trying to imply that they're the only players who have worked hard. But they have been on such a grind to get... to raise their games up, to go from very good players to elite players. Angry Bird, we know he's in. Will Big Bird join him? Maybe not, because are people really going to vote against Luffy? Are they going to vote against Tokido? How do you see this going?
I have no idea. I just really want to keep doing that over and over again. But, so that's super interesting. Obviously, we live in the U.S., so we can assume... My assumption is that somebody from the U.S. is going to go in because we have a big scene here. However, who knows? Like, this is worldwide, right? It's not like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, China has a huge population. Maybe we'll see a China-backed player in the Capcom Cup. Or maybe, like, everybody in the world... Like, everybody in Japan is going to be like, whoa...
Tokido
not in there?
Yeah, it's gonna be tough to see Tokido not getting it in my eyes. I think this NA West 2 tournament is going to be massive in terms of how this goes, because I feel like this vote will be a lot different if Punk's in there versus if Punk isn't in there. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to Strider, with all due respect to JB, phenomenal players, both of them. But I feel like Punk is probably the most popular of the three by a good margin. I think he would be able to get a lot of support from American voters if he's an option. If he's not an option, I don't know how that falls. I just at first glance, I do think Tokido would be the favorite.
Let's do a quick. Do you want a pizza on it?
Let's pizza on it.
All right.
Well, wait. Do we want to wait till? Do we want to do one pizza now and then one pizza after NA West?
I just wanted one pizza. Now we're talking about two pizzas.
we'll do half a pizza now, half a pizza later.
I don't want to owe half a pizza. We're just gonna do one winner take all. If we're wrong, then I guess we can. If the person we choose winds up winning one of the tournaments, we can switch our pick. How's that? Unless the voting already started, then when the voting starts, that's it. Like we're locked in. We good with that? All right, let's take a look. So we have 801 Strider, Big Bird, Bonchan, Dogura, Fujimura, Fudo, Hot Dog 29, my boy, JB, John Takeuchi, Kichipamu, Luffy, Machabo, Mago, Moke, Omochi, Nemo, NL, Knuckledew, Oil King, Problem X, Punk, Sako, Tokido, and Zenith. Who you got? I'll give you first choice.
No, you get first choice.
I get first choice? No, you get first choice.
You get first choice. You get first choice. I insist.
Fine. I'll take Tokido.
Okay. I knew you were going to do that. I'm going to go Punk.
Punk?
You know, Tokido is where I'm leaning, but since he's off the table, I'm going Punk. And if Punk loses out, or if Punk qualifies, excuse me, I'm probably going to go...
I got you the list.
I've got the list right here, too.
Fine, take it away.
I would probably go Big Bird.
Big Bird?
As my dark horse.
That's a good pick.
And here's the thing with Punk. If you remember, we mentioned this before, but because of what happened on social media after NA West won, Punk is starting this tournament from the loser's bracket. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't really have much room for error. If he falters, he's done.
Yep. All right, so that's it. Tokido, Punk, and or Big Bird, depending on how Punk does in the next coming weeks. If both of our players don't get in, we'll have to buy our own pizzas, but we'll have to eat pizza on the show.
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
I'm thinking if it's someone else.
I'm not buying John a pizza.
No, we're not buying John a pizza.
Okay, good.
He's retired. He's gone off into the sunset. I'm saying we give away a pizza
to the people?
To the people.
To the people.
After that fan vote. Yeah.
Okay. Chat gets to share pizza if someone gets in. Level 100 Charizard had the right idea too. I like this. We'll give away a pizza if we're both wrong.
So someone is going to get a pizza off of this.
Yes. Could be me. Could be literally anyone else.
It probably won't be me, but
hey, man,
we'll see how it goes.
If Punk takes it and Big Bird gets in, I'll be over here shelling out. You know?
We'll see how it goes. But someone is going to get a nice pizza pie.
We'll get a 50-slice pizza, and everybody in the chat gets a slice. The shipping itself is going to...
Are we going to order one of those Bigfoot pizzas?
No.
Do you remember the Bigfoot pizza?
I've seen what happens when people try to eat those. We can get that Shaq pizza. Does that still exist?
I'm not sure.
The Shaqaroni? What's it called? It's a Papa John thing. So I think that's a bad idea in itself there, but, you know, unless Papa John wants to sponsor us, then I'll say nice things. What's it called? Well, Shaq-a-roni?
Our reckoning would be coming if we do partner up with them. So.
Shaq-a-roni, or is it?
I think so. I don't know.
Hey, Google.
I'm not going to order Papa Shaq-a-roni. John's anytime soon, so. What I'm going to do...
It is the Shaq-a-roni. Sick. Go ahead. Sorry.
What I'm going to do, instead of talking about pepperoni pizzas, I'm going to talk about Tekken.
Oh, okay.
Because we had another event in the Tekken Online Challenge, the U.S. Central Tournament. And if you are a fan of Chicago Tekken, this was the weekend for you. I'm not sure... I'm not 100% sure where Trojan's from, but... I believe all three of the top three are from the Chicago area. Shadow and Junior, obviously brothers, in the grand finals. Junior able to reset the bracket, but Shadow got the job done to take the title. He went on to face the boss, the queen of Chicago, Cuddlecore, who took it 3-1 over Shadow. And then you had your exhibitions on Sunday. Brawl Pro falling to Rick the Rula 5-4, Glaciating getting a 5-2 win over Cuddlecore, and then the main event, Lil Majin 7-5 over Shadow.
Wow. Shadow had to not only play a tournament, then fight in two exhibitions. That man's been busy.
Yeah.
Also, want to give some love over to Top 9, Top 13. I see Ice Cold Edge, great guy. He's over. I think he's still over here in the Dallas area. I could be wrong about that. But wonderful feller. King Breadsticks gets name of the tournament.
Shout out to King Breadsticks.
I was gonna mention Senpai, but I'm not gonna mention Senpai. So.
I believe that's actually Senpai Relax.
Okay.
I accidentally deleted half the name there. My bad. Relax.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Senpai Relax. Ah, oh, jeez. Anyway, anything else in Tekken Land?
Not in Tekken Land, but we do have stuff in Anime Land.
Uh-oh.
Because this was the final weekend of Arc Revo Japan Online. They closed things out with the BB Tag Tournament, and it was Tsurume who got the win over Shige in the grand final. Masao and Ryota rounding out the top four. But look at the list of players Tsurume had to beat. Had to knock off Chen, Dorabang, Maron, Sugi, Fenrich, and then Ryota and Shige. So definitely had to earn it.
You know who else has earned our love? Beaver for the win.
Beaver for the win. 35 months.
35 big ones. Wow, that's almost a threefer.
1 month away from 3 years. That's it's insane to think that we've got people.
He's a founder.
Who have supported
He's one
us
of the first.
3 years.
He's one of the
three
first.
3 whole years.
Don't know what you're doing here, but we appreciate you.
We really do. We're trying to make some good things happen here, and we really do thank you for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, being with us since the start.
Yeah. If you want more BB Tag, I got you, because we also had Arc Revo America Online, the Northeast region. So you had some big names in action. The biggest name, Tempest NYC, taking the tournament over Puns in the grand final. Unsafe on Hit and HBK Man rounding out the top four. And if you look at the stat box, there's a little bit of a spoiler, because the Tempest not only won BB Tag, but they also won Grand Blue. Buscar Luz came close, but it was Tempest who took it. First player in Arc Revo America to pull the double. Very impressive weekend for Tempest. So congratulations to you out there holding it down for New York.
Is Tempest going to be the person who's going to start getting dubs? By dubs, I mean doubles from now on.
I mean, there's a lot of players who we've seen do well in both tournaments in the different regions. And we might have another one this weekend because we've got one more region, which we'll talk about later. In terms of international competition, we also had week two of the Dragon Ball FighterZ National Championships. As you see, whole lot of action all around. Goichi, 5-1 winner over Matoy to go to 2-0. Wawa continues to top the French standings. Shanks holding it down. Lord Knight getting the 5-1 win over Nokami in the U.S. East region. And then in the U.S. West region, a little bit of news. You see in the lower right-hand corner a new name, Sientikov. He is the player who took the place of Chris G. As we mentioned last week, Chris G withdrew from the national championship. He said that the quality of online play was not good enough for competition, so he withdrew after his set with Reynald last week. Sientikov is now in the tournament. The set against Reynald that Chris G played does not count. So those two will have to face off at some point over the next 5 weeks. So one of those weeks will be five matches instead of four.
Gotcha. Anyway, I want to take a look here. Look at US West. Lots of 5-2s, and then Super Noon and Subatomic Sabres being the only match that came close. Relative to everybody else, that is. Man, Lord Knight is going to be a problem at US East, I can tell already. Same thing with the Kill Sage. Hook and God. Oh, Hook and God lost to Nitro Bros. Interesting.
Yeah. We actually have the standings after 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Still a lot of DBFC to play. But you see, in Japan, Fenrich, Goichi, and Kazunoko all 2-0. That is going to be a bloodbath to figure out who gets the number one seed, which is important because in each of these regions, top four make the playoffs, but it's bowling style. Mm-hmm. It's fourth versus third in a set. Winner plays whoever finishes second. And then the winner of that set plays whoever is the number one seed. So finishing on top of the standings, very, very important.
Absolutely. I really like that they're trying this bowling thing out. I think I said this sometime either last year or 2 years ago, that bowling style would be really good for some FGC stuff. So I'm happy somebody's implementing it.
I mean, this is the year to try out a new format because mm-hmm. because it's online, it's not what people are used to. So people are going to be more willing to accept experimentation with how these things work. If we're talking about like an Evo invitational that's done bowling style, maybe you won't get as much buy-in as you would with something like this.
Right.
So,
I'm a fan. Cool. So that's DBZ National Championships. What's next? Can you look into your crystal ball for us, Steve?
I think we can. It don't stop coming. We got another week of action starting on Thursday with Street Fighter League for the U.S. on Thursday, Japan on Friday. You also have week three of the Dragon Ball FighterZ Championships. And you also have the final Arc Revo America event. This is the West region. You might be thinking, well, there was a Northwest and a Southwest, wasn't there? Those two regions ended up getting combined due to entrant numbers, so one big showdown out West this weekend for BB Tag and Grand Blue. And then you also have this weekend the U.S. East edition of the Soul Calibur Online Challenge. I know one of the exhibitions that got announced is Linkors versus Woe.
Ooh.
So, which should be a pretty good one. Also,
go ahead.
Yeah, there's one more thing on there I didn't get to mention. Next Tuesday, there is going to be a very long set played. It's going to start on Tuesday. We don't know when it's going to end, but it's a first to 270 between Joey Joe and Donnie Don.
Who's going to win the Namey Name trophy?
It's a big trophy. Really big trophy. Could be a very long set.
Sounds like it. I think the longest thing I've ever seen streamed was it Yipes and Sanford doing Marvel 2. It was first to 100. At some point, I think I remember that.
Yeah, that deathmatch, you know, that 100 game set, you got to be a different breed to be able to do that and do that well, because your focus is just so, you need intense focus for even one match to play at a high level, but to do that, you know, 100, 150 times is just insane.
Yep. It's going to be a grind. But it looks like we have our tour. Schedules are basically coming back because we have Street Fighter every week. We have Dragon Ball Z every week. I think the only thing we don't have consistently is the Bandai Namco games, right? Because I think they're every other week or so. I could be wrong about that.
Which one are you talking about?
Oh, because we have Soul Calibur Online Challenges and Tekken Online Challenges, right? Are those weekly?
Do they alternate? Basically, Tekken gets the most weekends, but the three weekends, at least lately, that DBFC or that Tekken isn't running, they're running a Soul Calibur event.
Gotcha.
And seems to also line up when the Capcom Pro Tour isn't running an event. Mm. So it's very interesting, yes. I must say.
So that's what we have for next week, and that was the recap, Steve. I'm going to give you a round of applause for a wonderful recap. There's a lot of stuff in there that had to be recapped, and you recapped it with the greatest of ease.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take a bow. All right, let's get to our topics. First, I forgot to download the trailer for this, so I apologize, but we have finally gotten the announcement that everybody wanted. We were all so excited for this, especially in the FGC. This is such big news. It's going to change the landscape of our community forever. Puyo Puyo 2. Puyo Puyo Tetris 2, rather, got announced and will be released very soon. Did we have a date for that? I kind of forgot to pull up the doc on my end. There we go. Nope, it just got a new trailer. It just got a new trailer. So, everybody, Puyo Puyo Tetris 2 is coming. So, enjoy the shit out of that, whenever that is.
Okay, I have to say this. With the way the monitor lights your face up now, it looks like you've got one of those flowing 80s, not quite mullets, not quite perms, but sort of halfway in between sort of things going on.
Well, I had to get a cold perm because I'm balding. Hides the baldness.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
No.
I didn't do that.
let me cry for you, because such a terrible thing to go bald.
It is. It's awful. I'm joking. Alright. So Puyo Puyo Tetris 2 gonna change the landscape of everybody, so everybody go enjoy the shit out of that. Second, Tasty Steve. Y'all remember Tasty Steve? I remember Tasty Steve. I like that guy. He's great. I got to meet him in real life a couple times. We got to work together on a couple things. Super cool dude. I like him. And everybody else is going to like him a little bit too, because he's gotten together with the with the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York and has started a scholarship fund for that school. So if you want to go get your degree in Fashion Institute of at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York, you now have the chance to get Tasty Steve's very own scholarship. If you go to yellowbrickroad.co/tasty-steve, you can go and check out what that scholarship's all about, how to get it, how to sign up, and all that other fun stuff. So big thanks to Tasty Steve, making people's lives better out there, giving people a chance. Cannot wait to see what comes of that.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're seeing a lot more people have the opportunity to do things that are beyond just gaming. This is probably one of the, you wouldn't necessarily think 5 years ago that someone in the FGC would start a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the biggest surprise for me, but I'm glad to see, if people want to pursue, this is specifically for people who are looking to pursue a career or a degree in esport, in gaming development. Or esports. So it is sort of, you know, you're putting yourself out there for this. That's a whole other discussion that we can have another time. But yeah, it's good to see people who want to pursue something in this realm have more of an opportunity to do so.
Yep. So I have the scholarship details here. I can read those out because they're shorter. So these are the details. Yellow Brick, which is the website that this is coming from, believes that a student's personal passion and hustle, rather than financial resources, should determine how far they can go. Along with our partners, our aim is to empower students who are passionate about streetwear to pursue rewarding career opportunities that can spark their interest and open doors to a fulfilling future. Yellow Brick's programs have the potential to change student lives by providing valuable credential in the form of a certificate from a leading university that will help open doors to career opportunities that students may not have had otherwise, or may not have otherwise known about, developing real-world skills that empower students to seize these opportunities, informing a choice and helping students build an actionable roadmap towards setting and accomplishing career goals, that one's really important, and inspiring dreams and building confidence and know-how in order to pursue them. So if you go to that website, actually, it says to apply, just enter your email and then complete the scholarship form. So it's very easy to apply. So if you're interested in taking part in this or possibly getting this scholarship, just go to that email that link Steve has posted in the chat. That's yellowbrick.co/tasty-steve. And, you know, pursue your dreams. It's really cool. I don't know much about the Fashion Institute of Technology. I don't know much about Yellow Brick, but seeing this opportunity come together and seeing Tasty Steve helming this is super cool. So big shout outs to them for empowering the youths and the not so youths of today with resources to chase their dreams, you know, making somebody happy out there and have fulfilling lives. And who knows what that's going to lead to, you know? Any final thoughts on Tasty Steve's scholarship?
If you shake hands with him, just be careful, because Rip's arm is still in recovery from from Tekken World Tour Finals a little while ago. So
yeah,
that joke sounded a lot better in my head than it did.
I thought you were going to talk about like the billion beads he has. And how I'm convinced that, like, some of them, like, hold lava or something. I don't know why. That's just... Anyway. So, last week we talked about how people over at NetherRealm Studios are our best friends. And they continue to be our best friends. You feel me? That's just what my brain put in there. I don't get it either. It's fine. It's not logical. But anyway, NetherRealm Studios, our best friends of the show here, the besties, if you will, last week they released the Rain character trailer along with a combat cast. This week, they gave us another trailer that we can then play on the show as soon as I figure out where my mouse is. There we go. Check this shit out. Oops, forgot this thing. There we go. Take two. I forgot to hit play. Wow. All right, take three.
We'll get there.
I'm taking you off the board.
Give it your best shot, soldier.
It'll be Whoa. Right between the eyes.
Fight!
Rambo gameplay. Let's see what he's about. He knifes him.
He's got the drop kicks.
He's got the bow and arrows. Ooh! The slide under projectiles. Sick. He does the no-look explosion. Ooh, traps. Alright, this is some shit out of First Blood for real. Oh, the crawl under! Alright, that's pretty sick. Meter burn. Wow. He looks like he's rushdown slash anti-zoning, which is dope. Here it is. Terminator versus Rambo. Schwarzenegger versus Stallone. Ooh, he's got like the pocket sand recovery, except it's an explosion. Ooh, the traps from First Blood
he's
again.
He's got log trap.
Got a claymore. Oh, don't run at him when he's got the claymore. Let's see it. Knife in the leg, knife in the throat, knife in the stomach. Oh. Ow.
Spear through the face and then an exploding arrow.
Ow. Here comes the fatal. Do the fatal. Uh-oh. Oh. Was that in the movie?
Fatality. Rambo wins.
Last week. Or not last week. But
wait,
a couple weeks
wait,
ago.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, you gotta let him scream that out. I'm sorry. Go on.
So a couple weeks ago, I said that, you know, Rambo really felt like, you know, even though he was violent, he didn't feel as, like, in the same sort of vein as Mortal Kombat's type of violence.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure how that would fit. Seeing him in action, I think I'm ready to eat my words.
Eat him.
He feels, yeah, eat. Absolutely, the way they implemented him, he does feel at home here. You know, I know he would be a little different as a character, but I didn't necessarily think he would fit in as well as he appears to. So, you know what? That's on me. My bad. NetherRealm, I apologize for doubting you. I will give you the benefit of the doubt next time.
Yep,
my
don't
bad.
Ever try that, as Eris would say. But, okay, people are correcting me. It's not First Blood. It's Rambo 4. I apologize. I got the wrong Rambo movie in my head. But, man, he looks super cool. And he looks like one of those characters that can get around the zoning, which is super strong in this game. So I'm excited to see what people do with him. He looks super fun. I can't wait. He's got log traps. He's Rocket Raccoon.
We might get Kusoru back. Kusoru, remember the Japanese player who came over to play Marvel at Final Round one time and beat everybody? You don't remember that set? Oh, I'm going to have to send you that set tonight where he was beating everybody with Rocket Raccoon, and it was like no one knew how to beat Phoenix at that point, but he had a couple of really nasty setups specifically for Dark Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look that up later. But in addition to Rambo being out today, I remember our boy Paco Stevens, who I don't think he's here today. Maybe he is.
I saw him in chat earlier.
Paco Stevens did say last week that this Tuesday we were going to get something, which was the Rambo character trailer, and then the Tuesday after that. So I'm assuming Molina is coming in next week, so we get to talk about Molina next week. Damn it. Yeah, right. I mean, I guess, you know what, at the end of the day, if Melita makes people happy and she's in the game, you know what, everybody can go crazy. Let's have a party. Why not? So, I guess we're looking forward to Melina. I was expecting a combat cast today, but they didn't have one. So I'm assuming maybe they'll have one next week where they can show off. Oh, there's a Rambo stream. Paco Stevens, there's a Rambo stream tomorrow? I take everything I said about... Take everything I said about NRS back.
Paco Stevens, the hero we don't deserve. Coming through clutch. So we will be able to see more.
I'm heartbroken.
Well, they've given us so much on Tuesday.
I'm going away.
We need to save some for the rest of the week. But yes, be sure to be on the lookout for NetherRealm's Twitch stream tomorrow. They will have some Rambo gameplay on display. And then you would have to expect that Melina would be following soon after. So let's go. And is Elon coming back?
Nope.
Okay. So while you're gone, I just want to give a quick shout out to FGCCR. This is, thank you for the full shot. So we've been doing this for a while, and it turns out we've actually been inspiring some other people to start podcasts of their own. So if you are a Spanish speaker, the Radio FGCCR crew, based out of Costa Rica, they've been holding it down on Thursdays. Thursday nights, catching you up on everything you need to know about in the FGC. So be sure to give them a shout if you wanna follow up on things specifically in the Central America scene. So we're glad to see more people come into the fold. We're glad to see people shine some light on some scenes that don't necessarily get the spotlight all that often. Excuse me. And speaking of shining some light on someone who doesn't get spotlight all that often, Alon, can you lean forward, please? God! Slower! Let me get used to that. Okay. All right. That's less creepy. No. Don't do that. Don't. Come back.
All right.
Not so quick!
All right, I take it all back. Paco Stevens, I was just heartbroken. Thank you for everything NRS does for our show, like releasing stuff on Tuesdays and Mondays. And yes, time moves slow with the COVID, I understand. We are in the middle of a pandemic. But Steve, was there anything else we wanted to talk about? Because I think that takes us to the end of our shortened show today.
Let me ask this in the chat. Do any of you who live in climates that are warm this time of year, do you miss snow? Do you want snow? Because last week around this time, we were getting snow. And I heard so many people talking about, oh man, I wish I had some of that snow here. I wish, you know... Send California the snow, blocks with face. Yes, send Cali the snow. You don't want the snow. Let me tell you, you want the idea of snow. You want the Hollywood version of snow. You want that light dusting that is just so soft and not cold, and you can catch individual snowflakes on your tongue. That's not real snow. That's not what we get. That's not what we get here. We get that fat snow. We get that cold snow. We get that heavy snow. That ugly snow. That is... Here's the thing. When you're not used to snow, and you see it on TV, you think, oh, let's make snow angels. Let's make snowmen. Let's go sledding. No, that's, you know what you get? You get a fucking shovel all that shit. Imagine taking a gallon of water, putting it on a stick and then lugging that stick over the back of your head. Do that about 500 times. That's what you got to do after every fucking time it snows. Every fucking, yes.
I used to live in Pennsylvania. We had a thing called the snowblower.
Yeah, no, that doesn't build character. We didn't get that. We needed to build character. You know how much character I built up? A lot of fucking character. Moving that heavy ass snow. But guess what? What if the snowblower doesn't work? What if primer doesn't work? Huh? Then what? Then you gotta roll that thing back through across the sidewalk that's covered in snow because you haven't cleared it out. Grab the shovel. Plus, you have to shovel your way to the garage to even get the snowblower. So that you're still doing that shit. Even if you got the snowblower, you got to shovel a path out to the snowblower.
Well, look, I feel like you're focusing on all the negatives about snow. Because I used to snowboard a lot, and snowboarding is tons of fun. Some people like skiing a lot. Skiing is tons of fun for people. Snow tubing? What about sledding? What about getting school canceled? Huh?
I don't know if you've noticed, but we don't need snow for that last one.
Yeah, very true.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I just needed to get that off of my chest. The next time anyone talks about, oh, please send us the thing I will remember is when Katana Prime went to Frosty Fostings, and he got to the venue and it was snowing, and he was like, man, this is beautiful. I've never seen snow before. This is so picturesque. And then I knew 2 days later he was gonna change his story. And guess what? 2 days later he changed his story. He was like, get me the fuck out of this cold-ass weather.
We used to have a family friend who moved from Brazil to here before we did. And when he first moved here, he was like, oh, the snow is wonderful. Look at the animals, the deer. A month later, he moved back. Because he hit a deer on the road with a car. And he got so pissed off that he was shoveling his driveway and a plow would come and just put snow all over back in his driveway that he just had enough.
That's the thing, too. Because here, we've got snow emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this for cities like Atlanta, which I always used to get to laugh at them whenever they got shut down by a quarter inch. But truth is, it's not because they don't know how to deal with snow. It's that they simply don't have the resources to plow an entire city out like Minneapolis does.
Yeah.
But we've got these things called snow emergencies where after a snowstorm, there are certain blocks where the day after you can't park on them because you've got plows coming through. And then the next day you can only park on the odd side of the street. And then the next day you can only park on the even side of the street. You have to know this thing, and if you don't, guess what? Your car is getting covered in basically 5 feet of snow, mm-hmm. being plowed out over your car because they got to clear the roads.
Yep.
And if you ain't ready for that, guess what? You ain't going to work unless you're walking. You got some snowshoes? You probably don't, but fuck you.
What about tennis rackets? I've seen that in the movies.
I've actually built snowshoes with PVC piping.
Dude,
shout outs to Boy Scouts. So,
does the whole snow or like tennis racket as a snowshoe thing actually work?
I've never used a tennis racket. I've never, like, that was the only time I've actually tried snowshoeing. But yeah, you're basically the whole point is to basically spread out your how the weight is distributed. I said that in a really weird way. So you don't completely sink.
Right. I've never done it. I've only seen it in the movies. But if it makes you feel any better, last week at this time, It was 86 degrees here in Texas. Today? I looked at it. I forgot to. Today's 40. So we lost over over 30 degrees in a week. Good times.
Oh, no.
What, is there snow coming?
No, no. There's basically a slight chance for snow throughout the next 5 days. But here's the thing.
What were you knowing?
Because you went down to 40. We're at 32 right now.
Oh,
you know what we were at last week? 32, but with a shit ton of snow.
Look, I used to make fun of people thinking that 40 was cold before I moved to Texas. Now that I've lived here for 5 years, acclimation's a bitch. I'll be honest. Like, 40 is kind of chilly right now. Like, my fingertips are cold, and I just smacked my wrist on my table. But yeah, I think. With that said, that's going to bring about the end of our show today. Eric Mann does bring up something very, very important. Voting is happening. Early voting is happening in a lot of places. Voting for Realsies is next week, I believe. It's the 3rd, right?
It's next Tuesday is Election Day. If you are registered to vote, please vote. If you are not registered to vote, do whatever you can to get registered. I have served as an election judge, and in fact, 4 years ago, I missed the election night show because I served as an election judge the entire day. So, I can, you know, whatever I can, if you have any questions about, it does vary from state to state. I know Minnesota, I don't necessarily know any of the other 49, but I can at least try and point you in the right direction if you need help, about getting registered, about what the rules are, anything like that. So hit me up. I think we're just doing a regular show next week.
We'll have to decide what we're doing. We don't know.
Yeah, it's still up in the air. But yeah, we'll be on here in some form, unless we're not.
Yep, and I do want to share this one bit of information that I learned during. A local election here for Texas last year. And it is, if something happens with your voter registration when you go to the booth and they say, oh, your registration isn't right or something's happening, ask for a provisional ballot. Because then you can still vote and then take care of the shit that was wrong afterwards and your vote still counts. So don't forget to ask for a provisional ballot if the shit goes wrong.
And again, the rules for how to take care of that and how long you have to take care of that varies from state to state, so be sure you're aware of that. But yeah,
yep. But I just wanted to say that because I had a couple of friends who did not vote because they had registration issues and they didn't know about the provisional ballot tech. So there you go, provisional ballots, baby. What were you saying before I interrupted you again?
I was just gonna say thank you for joining us. I know it's a little shorter than usual, but you've got Ultra Chen coming up. Let me see what their topics are this week, if they've announced them. They've got an interview with Persia.
Oh, cool.
So, and yeah, I'll link that in the chat. And
I guess that's been our show today. So I've been Elon. You can see my information up there. This over here is Steve, the main squeeze, ace, king, offsuit, Jurek. So thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Bye, Canada.